Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, Andy Warren here. What an incredible day it's been. It's just gone 2 a.m. I'm sat at my dining room table putting this together. I'll be honest, I've smashed an entire pack of Party Ring biscuits. They were amazing. And currently watching a load of incredible videos of Ipswich Town players out with the fans in town tonight celebrating the most incredible day. Promotion secured. The good times are back at Ipswich. It's anyone that was there today will remember today for the rest of their lives, probably. It was an unbelievable experience, and it's been brilliant to watch such an incredible team do what they've done over the last few months to surge towards a promotion that's been a long, long time in the making. We're going to be back with a full pod soon, very soon, I promise you that. But for now, I thought it'd be nice to bring you a collection of all of the interviews and all of the players and staff and everyone we spoke to at Portman Road today, Stu and I. So let's get cracking with the manager, Kieran McKenna. My good pal, Stu, was in with him after the game.
It means an awful lot, no doubt about it. It's as I say, it's been an honour to come here as manager. You work very hard in your coaching career to get to positions like this, and of course we're all ambitious and we want to achieve things, and since I come to this football club and you feel the passion of the people here and how much it means to everyone, you know, we knew it was going to take a really, really big effort to get out of this really tough division, and it's took so much work by everyone associated with the club, and it's just great to see that work paid off. And I think when you're the leader of it, or one of the leaders at the football club, it's just seeing the happiness in everyone else. You know, it's seeing the players celebrate with their families. It's seeing the staff enjoying it together, enjoying it with their families. It's seeing my family be able to enjoy it and be proud of the work that they've supported me through, and seeing the supporters and enjoying, you know, a day that they've waited a very long time for. And of course, the ownership group and the board as well, being able to be here and enjoy it. So for me, it's the main joy comes from seeing it in other people and seeing how much they could enjoy it. Yeah, that was the target I laid out, you know, last season, was to win the league. And we knew it wasn't going to be easy. We finished 11th twice and 9th. And it's, you know, it looks routine in the end because of, you know, how did they finish. But it's been a very, very difficult task. And I've said that right the way through. And I know players know how much effort that has taken to get to this point. So, yeah, it's not exceeded the expectations. We set the bar right up there, and we need to keep doing that. We need to keep setting the bar really, really high. But I think I know how hard it is in this division, and I think our performance level, I know we've kept promoted, and everyone, it's nice to get promoted in your career, but I think how we've done it and the level of performance, the consistency of performance, the level of the football, the style of football that we've played, which, you know, I'm sure there's plenty of people said, and people said to me, that you wouldn't be able to do it in League One, but how we've done it, I think, you know, makes me very proud.
Kieran, I'll ask you a question I've been asking you for several weeks now.
Points total.
Are you looking at the table?
I've just checked the results, you know, as I come in there, to be honest. I think the first thing I'd have to say has been a terrific effort from the other teams. We've had a fantastic season. I think our performance level has been so high. You know, Plymouth are having a fantastic season. The points total they have, the job that Stephen's done, the amount of margins that they've come out on top of, and I don't say that in a negative way, you know, to come out in top of so many tight games is an incredible effort. I feel a little bit sorry for Darren Moore and Sheffield Wednesday. I have to say it today, there's no doubt about it. I can very much feel what my emotions would be if I was in their position. Another team have an incredible season, such a strong squad, and they've went out and delivered a top season, and they're, whatever it is, 93 points for the game to go, and they're not going to go up automatically. So, I think in the situation. You have empathy with all the other teams. I think it's been a fantastic season. I think the level of players been really high, and yeah, we'll try and finish it off well now, and we know where we are. We're on 97 points, 99 goals.
Yeah.
And I think anyone who can do arithmetic will know what we're going to try and finish off with.
Yeah, it'd be nice to finish this with the title, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I say honestly, it's not a focus at the moment. So, at the moment, it doesn't feel like it's very important. At the moment, what feels like is very important has been achieved. But I know what I'm like, I know what the staff's like, I know what the players like. And I think once we get into the meat of next week and we start training and preparing for Fleetwood, we'll go and try and deliver another good performance and a professional job.
Whatever you go on to do in your managerial career from here, today will always be a very special day for you. This is where it's all started for Kieran McKenna, hopefully, isn't it?
Yeah, it will always be a special day. There's no doubt about it. It doesn't feel like a start for me. I know because people, you know, disassociate management from coaching, but for me, it's not. It started many, many years ago. This is another step of something that I've worked really hard for. But yeah, there's no doubt, you know, again, I've worked at, you know, Champions League level. Who knows where I'll go in the future? But this is a really special day, and coming to Ipswich Town, the club with such a history and tradition, and trying to help it get out of this league was a really difficult task. There's no doubt about it, and I know how hard that it's been. And I say when you finish with a 6-0, it kind of looks routine, but it's not routine, and there's no guarantees. And the ownership have been fantastic, but you know we knew that we have to get, you know, back to where we can be, and it doesn't come easy. And you see so many big football clubs, you know, fall further and further down the ladder. So yeah, I think this is certainly an achievement that I'm going to look back on with great pride for myself and for everyone who's played a part in it. And I also know that, yeah, come next Monday, I'll be thinking about the future and how I can keep improving and how I can keep pushing the football club as well.
Next up is Wes Burns. I managed to grab him in the middle of the pitch while draped in a Welsh flag. Clearly absolutely buzzing with what had gone on at Portman Road.
Sum up that emotion. Must have been inside you, bursting to get out.
You might have to ask me in a couple of days how it actually feels, because I can't really put it into words right now. But what an unbelievable achievement. I mean, I think we all kind of got to the January period and everyone kind of maybe thought it was a bit beyond us to maybe go top two. But, you know, it's credit to us as a team, all my teammates, the coaching staff, the incredible job we've done. And honestly, I couldn't be happier right now.
Your form since March is outrageous, isn't it?
Yeah. It's the best form in world football, I think. Yeah. I think I saw a tweet earlier on in the week saying that we're the most informed team in world football. And for us to come here today, everyone was obviously worrying, you know, are we going to get the job done? But, you know, 6-0, we've done it in style.
Is there a better way to win promotion than that? You did everything that Ipswich Town do today, didn't you?
Yeah, literally. I mean, from the minute go, we've been saying for a while now, you know what, just forget the tension, forget everyone, forget what Plymouth are doing, forget what Sheffield Wednesday are doing, let's just focus on us. And to be honest, I think since we had that conversation, we haven't looked back, and I think, what is this, 13 wins out of 14 in the last, you know, running. And I didn't think anyone ever thought that we could do that, so I'm over the moon.
How are you celebrating tonight? What's the plan?
I'd have to kill you if I told you that.
How many beers have you guys had already?
We've had a couple already. The champagne was flowing in the dressing room, mainly spraying rather than drinking, but I think that's a given. I think the boys have earned it. You know, I've said it many a times, we're the hardest working team in the league. And honestly, I can't put it into words how happy I am right now.
To share it with all this place was packed, yeah, earlier, like, yeah, 30,000 fans. Even that bus ride in, yeah, unbelievable.
The bus ride in was something I've never experienced that before in my life. And honestly, I've said before, the fans here are top tier. They've been our 12th man all season, and I'm just buzzing. They've had some bad years here in recent times, so I'm just delighted to be able to share this with them today.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Two more goals for Connor Chaplin on Saturday. That's 29 for the season for him now. Ridiculous, really. He leads the Golden Boot race on 26 in League One alone. And if he can keep that up in the final game of the season and stay ahead of Johnson Clark Harris, that would add yet another trophy to the haul that he was desperately trying to carry off the pitch on Saturday when I spoke to him, having just swept the board really at the end of season awards.
You got some silverware today, but I know the best thing for you will be the job that the team did.
Yeah, for sure. What a day, man, what a day. Obviously, it was the end goal, so for it to be to come to fruition today is special, a special, special day at Portman Road. I'm so happy it was here as well, really happy it was here.
Can you describe how you're feeling? It's outrageous what's happened since March, really, what this team have done.
It is. I'm not surprised. For me, we're the best team in the league by a long way. Fair play to Plymouth, let me be honest. Mm-hmm. Fair play to Plymouth, first and foremost. I think they've been incredible. We've been on some vein of form. We're not top of the league, which is crazy. So fair play to them. But for me, this squad, this group of lads is the best group of lads and the best team in the league. So fingers crossed that we can prove that on Sunday.
What's the secret? What's been the key to this?
Hard work. Always hard work and sacrifice, for sure. There's no shortcuts, so hard work.
Yeah, and for you, you're holding two trophies there. Three trophies, apologies. You want another one next week, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It'd be special if we can get that over the line next week, definitely. So fingers crossed, we're going to obviously enjoy this tonight and maybe tomorrow and maybe Monday. And then get straight back onto it and get ready for Sunday.
You'll let yourself celebrate this one a bit. It's been on to the next game. You'll let yourself celebrate this one.
Yeah, for
this,
sure. You have to. It's some of the best times of your life, so you have to. Yeah.
Golden boot? Fancy that?
Fancy it, yeah, for sure. Would like it. That'd be nice, eh?
One more game and one more goal for the 100 for the team as well.
Is that right? Yeah.
In the league, 99 now.
Well, yeah, it'd be incredible if we could go, obviously, and win next weekend and give ourselves a good chance. And then 100 goals would be very impressive, very, very impressive.
Well done, mate. Congratulations.
This clearly meant so much to all of the Ipswich fans in the crowd who'd obviously gone through an awful lot over the last few years. It's not been great at times, we all know that. But there were a couple of Ipswich boys on the pitch as well. Let's have a quick word with them. We'll start with Harry Clark. He spoke to Stuart Watson.
What's this mean to you, mate?
Dream come true, mate. It's special, isn't it? It's why I come back. Yeah, it's what I've dreamed of since I was little. Obviously, me and Wolfie growing up here, being in the academy, you know, we said before the game, this is what we play for, this is what we wanted to do, and to finally get it done. Obviously, we've got one more game left, but, you know, to give this back to the town and get them where they belong, yeah, it's special.
Couldn't have dreamt for it to go much better today, huh?
I know. Yeah, to be fair, we didn't expect such a, I don't want to say easy game, because, yeah, you know, we dominated them, but... Yeah, now once we got the first one and the second one at home, you know, we think we can take anyone on. So, yeah, it was a good performance and quite a nice one.
Got your friends and family on the pitch with you here?
Nice. Yeah, I had my nana. I've been in tears the whole time. I've had my nana here. Especially, obviously, my granddad passed a few years ago, so... to have her here and things like that, it's amazing.
It's as much for, you know, an Ipswich boy with Ipswich family, it's as much for them, isn't it?
I said a few weeks ago, you know, to give this back to the town, you know, give it back to get the club back where it belongs. You know, it's what we do, it's what I want. Oh, I come back, it's why I come back. So, yeah, it's special.
I'll let you enjoy it, mate.
It's definitely a night for celebration. And judging by the video I've just seen online, Luke Woolford is very much enjoying himself. And so am I. He's been brilliant, absolutely brilliant this season.
Yeah, unbelievable. I think fans have waited a long, long time for that since we left the Premier League, really. So, yeah, it's unbelievable feeling. Even driving in, you know, on the bus was incredible. The fans really, really helped today. And to be fair, the early goal, and then it was just party football, and it really was just... having it off, having a great time. Everyone knew the occasion, but all season Gaffer's been on us that next game's the most important thing. But to be fair to today, I think this game was the most important one, and went out there, put him to the sword, and was just, yeah, having it off.
The sign him up chants were ringing round Portman Road for George Hurst. Another goal for him. Talk about his future. I guess can wait until the summer. He's been fantastic since joining on loan from Leicester, and yeah, he's only a loanee, but Stu spoke to him after the game. It's pretty clear that this meant an awful lot to him.
sum up your emotions after that day?
Ah, I don't really know what to say, to be honest. That's wow. This is why I came here in January to hopefully come to the end of the season, experience what we've experienced today, and it's ecstatic. It's just lost for words a little bit. I can't quite describe it.
Take you back to 1 o'clock with that coach coming in and the fans lining the street. What was that like?
Goosebumps. I'll be completely honest. I was all right up until that point. You know, I felt calm. I wasn't nervous and all that. And then as soon as you saw that and the goosebumps started, it was like, right, okay, you sort of realise how much this means. But yeah, it was crazy.
You couldn't have dreamt for the game to have gone the way it had, surely.
No, you know, we went out, had a job to do, and we went out and did it and put ourselves in a position that, barring an absolute disaster, we were pretty comfortable.
When you secure promotion with a 6-0 victory, and when you're closing in on the 100-goal mark for a league season, clearly your strikers are going to get the headlines. But another clean sheet here for Christian Walton. That's just 2 goals he's conceded since the middle of February. You really can't underestimate the importance of just having a really solid, top goalkeeper between the sticks. Sum that up, Christian. What a day.
Yeah, unbelievable. I think it was what we've all been waiting for since I signed in January of 2022. And yeah, it's just been a long time coming, but yeah, delighted to get it done today.
What about that atmosphere today? The bus ride in must have been quite something before you even got to the stadium.
Yeah, I think that was the best part, to be honest with you. Obviously 6-0 is a massive scoreline on the final home game of the season, but yeah, I've never seen anything like that when we were driving in. It's a full credit to them. They've been there following us all season, so it's been unbelievable support.
Well, sorry, there's a little kid over there that wants your gloves.
Oh really? I'll get them. Yeah,
awesome. Good man, you got to do that. Since March, since this run of form started, it's been outrageous, hasn't it? What you've done in that time.
Obviously, it was difficult through January. We had a loss at Oxford, and obviously Bristol Rovers away was a standout where we didn't obviously win the game, and everyone's worrying about what was coming. But we stuck together as a team, which was the main thing, and had got behind each other and just carried on doing what we've been doing. Hard work obviously pays off in the end, and that was what we put in through those months, and you get your rewards.
You look like you have an obviously fun celebrating at the end, but you look like you enjoyed celebrating those goals as they went in as well.
I did, yeah. The first one especially, Chappers' goal was unbelievable. It's top level, so you know, really pleased when that went in. And then after that, it was a bit of a free for all for until half time, but yeah, delighted.
Yeah, title next.
Yeah, obviously next week. Enjoy the celebrations now and. It's next Sunday, so we've got a bit of time to prepare for that game. But yeah, we'll be going to Fleetwood to want to win it and keep another clean sheet.
Yeah, the 100 goals, 100 points, not many conceded either. It would be quite nice if you could wrap it all up in that all of those.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we want to break as many records as possible and score as many goals and keep as many clean sheets. So yeah, finish it on the final day will be the best thing.
That's right. Congratulations.
Well done.
Genoi Donassian's been there every step of the way for Ipswich Town in League One. His own personal journey in a blue shirt to this point is just as mad as Town's, really. The ups and downs that he's endured along the way. But this clearly meant the world to him. He was the last player to head back in, out signing all kinds of autographs for brothers. Christian Walton was out there ages. Luke Wolfenden was out there. It was brilliant to see, and it was great to speak to Genoi after the game as well. He'd had a few beers by this point, like many of his teammates had, and was clearly enjoying everything that they'd earned.
Genoi, talk to me. How special was this day? You've been here for the whole League One journey with Ipswich, apart from a few little spells away here and there, but you've got there. What a day.
Incredible. You know? I'm so proud, so happy to get this club back to where it belongs, and hopefully the club can push on as well. It's been a great day. You know, we've been on an extremely good run. The fans have been incredible, home and away, and I'm just so happy.
It's been an amazing season, hasn't it? And what a way to end it and get it done. You couldn't have dreamt that up, really, could you?
I felt like every game, that feeling we had to go into this game, felt like we had that feeling going to every game. And we've just been so good. Today was just so clinical, and it was just incredible to watch. It was a great, great day for the boys.
Yeah, it's a special team, isn't it? It's been a pretty special year.
Oh, do you know what? This is the best group that I've ever been a part of, and it's rare that you meet people in football that you can take away from football. This is a great group of lads.
Yeah, we've talked about it a lot, about your journey here at Ipswich. You're probably bored of talking about it, but it's quite nice that we can sit here talking about it. You've got a beer in your hand. You might have a medal around your neck next week with a trophy as well. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Hopefully, you know, we'll look forward to next week and then we'll give our all. We'll enjoy tonight for sure, but we know that we're pushing for something, and hopefully, fingers crossed, we can get that trophy in the season.
What's your plan tonight? You enjoy this for a bit, can't you?
Two more, and then my son's up. So, yeah.
Celebrate with your family. Congratulations, gentlemen. Well
cheers, thank you very much, man. Thank you. Cheers. It's been a long road, by the way.
It's been a hell of a long road.
There's one group of people we haven't heard from yet, and that's the club's ownership. Just over 2 years since the club was bought, and we all know the journey that the Ipswich Town have been on since then. The rebirth has been stunning to watch, and it all ended in front of packed stands on Saturday. But when those stands emptied and everybody had gone home, there was a really lovely moment where the three Lions, Brett Johnson, Beke Bakai and Mark Detmer, took some time in the middle of the pitch, empty Portman Road, and had some pictures taken with the "We Are Promoted" signs, and got behind the boards that the players were behind earlier. Mark Ashton was out there, Luke Werhan as well, and just took some time to let it sink in what had happened, because they've obviously been incredibly invested in all of this. I was able to speak to Ed Schwartz after the game, who is CEO of ORG, who managed the money, basically. They manage the money from the Arizona Pension Fund that funds Ipswich Town, and not just funds it, it sets the culture of Ipswich Town too. We all know about running towards adversity, and we all know how important that is to everybody at the club. And it's what's fueled the club to this point. So it was great to be able to speak to Ed, who, just like the rest of the American ownership, clearly have fallen in love with Ipswich Town. And there really was a twinkle in all of their eyes as they came off the pitch and kind of realised what they've become part of.
Ed Schwartz, what does this mean? This is why you guys came into Ipswich Town, isn't it, for days like this?
We could not be more pleased at the incredible support we've gotten from the fan base. It's nothing we could have ever imagined.
Yeah, packed stands almost every week now. Just the emotion that was pouring out of them must have been something to kind of soak in.
The emotion, the feeling you get walking the streets, it's something that we could not even have ever imagined. And we could not be more proud to be part of this incredible journey.
I can see a bit of a twinkle in your eyes, same with Brett, Mark, Berke. I'm sure Mark Steed has been watching this afternoon as well back home. But
I was able to FaceTime Mark Steed from PSPRS at the end of the game, so he was, while not here completely in person, he was with us, and he could not be more pleased as well. This is a bigger and better opportunity than we could ever have dreamed of, and as Mark Ashton said, this is not the end. This is just the end of the beginning.
Yeah.
So we're excited for an incredible journey together.
Yeah,
with the Ipswich fans and supporters.
It's been a long road in League One for Ipswich, longer than anybody hoped it would be. But that's always been the mantra, hasn't it? The getting out of it was actually step one.
Interestingly, a lot of us feel that the most difficult task was to get out of League One, and we've accomplished that today. And we could not be more pleased and more proud. And starting tomorrow morning, we'll be working hard to develop our plans for next season and beyond. But our goal all along was to build a long-term, sustainable club that can be competitive and compete at the highest levels of English football.
Yeah, it's brilliant that you guys were all here to witness this in person. What's it like been watching the games from afar? You've witnessed a fair few here in Suffolk, but probably a lot more back home.
We don't miss a game, but I'll tell you that there's no substitute for the feeling you get at Portman Road. It is an atmosphere like I've never seen or could have ever imagined. And as an American, it's really special to see how this whole community comes together, and the support that we've gotten from this fan base has motivated us to just want to do more, invest more, and give even more to this club and this community.
Before you all sign off for the summer, hopefully there's a trophy at the end of this next week. They could still win the league.
That would be incredible. I know that Kieran and all the players, they're very motivated to get that. So we support them and everything they're doing and all the amazing hard work by the entire organization. It's something we're very proud to be part of.
I'm sure I say this on behalf of all the Ipswich fans, but thank you very much and enjoy the celebrations.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
What an incredible day then. I think anybody that was inside that stadium is going to remember it for a very, very long time. That's it for this pod. Mark, Stuart, Ross and I will be back soon to discuss all of it once we've managed to calm down a little bit. I think we'll be back very soon, I promise, with a full pod episode where we'll break all of this down and talk about the day and share some of our thoughts on it. But thanks for listening. Thank you for Ginger Pickle and Manscaped for sponsoring this this podcast, and thank you all for listening over what has been such a stunning season for Ipswich Town. Enjoy the celebrations, and we'll speak to you all soon.